Blog Talk Radio.
From Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training centers in Denver, Colorado, and Anchorage, Alaska, this is Dog Works Radio, committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. Dog Works Radio is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Now, here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and we have on the line tonight the cast and crew from a brand new film that's being filmed right here in the Mattoo Valley in Palmer, Alaska. Guys, how's it going?
Going pretty good.
Who am I speaking to this evening?
Oh, yeah, this is Trevor. Sorry.
That's all right. Trevor, tell us who you are and what you're all about.
Well, my name is Trevor Farnsworth, and I was born in Vegas and raised in Alaska, and I decided to get into movie making when I was like 13 and started making a bunch of little one-minute clips of just myself and a couple of friends, and then I got into a drama class at my high school and decided that that's kind of what I want to do. And then after I graduated, I came back to my drama teacher and told him about this video idea that I had, which is now Dead North, and asked him if he had anybody who'd be interested in acting in it. And he said, yeah. So he got me auditions together during school, and I came in and auditioned a couple of classes and picked out my actors and actresses and then got the ball rolling.
So are you still a student at Colony High School?
Nope. I graduated last year.
Okay, so you're out of school, and here you are pursuing a movie-making career here in the Mattoo Valley in the Palmer area. What's it like to track down casts and all that sort of stuff in an area like we live? You know, all the shows that we see on Discovery and History and all that being filmed up here, I'm sure you had a pretty good idea of what you had to go up against.
Yeah, it was really difficult, actually. I got the idea to film this particular web series back at the beginning of the year, and I was trying to film it ever since the start of summer, but everybody who I asked would flake out, and nobody was really that committed to it, and so it was really difficult and really discouraging because everybody would just be so busy with their own lives and whatnot, and so then I was about to give up on it, and then I got the idea to come and talk to Mr. Mead here at Colony High School, and then he got me set up.
So you're doing your film in three parts. You just finished wrapping up preliminary filming, I guess, this past weekend in Palmer, out at a kind of an old homestead there up on Lazy Mountain, and then, of course, a little bit downtown Palmer. But this is going to be a three-part web series. Tell us a little bit about that, and then I'm definitely interested in talking to the rest of the cast here in just a second.
Okay. Well, the first part is the spread of the disease, I guess. It starts off with a character named Robert Borgs, and he's a kind of a low-life, kind of no good kind of guy, and he does all kinds of drugs and is involved in crime, and then he gets in contact with one of his drug dealers from Cambodia, which has a rare form of the Ebola virus, and which is a real virus that has the symptoms kind of like a zombie, and he then contracts it and turns to, you know, like crack and cocaine and stuff to get the pain away and to numb it, and so then he but it doesn't go away, so then he has to turn to something else. So he just goes shopping and he finds bath salts in the store, and it's kind of playing on the common misconception that you can just like go pick up bath salts and smoke them, and that whole thing down in Florida where the guy ate a homeless guy's face off, and so it's kind of playing off of that. But anyway, so he smokes the bath salts and pretty much becomes a zombie, and that's how the spread of the infection happens. And then it goes to Mark's character, or Aaron's character, Mark Delane, who is kind of the main character of the story, and him and his friends kind of are oblivious to the pandemic that's happening around them until halfway through the episode when they see zombies strolling down downtown Palmer, and they run to Todd's house, which is a safe house, and they have to eventually fight all the zombies head on. And so then that's the first episode, and the second episode is them trying to find their parents, and all of their parents work in Anchorage, which is blocked off by the National Guard to keep the infection inside the valley, waiting for it to kind of freeze over, no pun intended. And so then they meet a bunch of different characters in the second episode, and in the third episode is them reuniting with their parents and kind of building their society back together. And it's going to be about 10 episodes long, because we're gonna break the second episode into multiple parts. So it'll be like sections of an episode. That's pretty much the storyline. It's a comedic horror film.
You know, a lot of the zombie films are. I'm a huge horror fanatic. We just finished up a 31-day nights of horror here at our place. We live up here in Willow, so every night we're watching some type of crazy horror movie, whether it be zombies or slashers or whatever. So who else is here with you tonight? I assume they're part of the cast. Introduce them and have them come on and tell the listeners who they are and what they're all about.
Okay. Well, we'll start with Clarissa Albanese, and she plays the character of Denali, and she's kind of a well, I'll let her say it.
Okay.
So here's Clarissa.
Hi, welcome to the show, Clarissa.
Thank you. My character, Denali, is sort of a nerd, but sort of a kind of a little off. Like, she likes she's sort of, like a scene kid, and kind of into, you know, mainstream stuff, and she's a little bit out there, a little bit nerdy.
So how did you get involved with the film? Are you still a student there at the high school, or do you just have this passion for zombie flicks, or what's your story?
I am a junior here at Colony, and I'm really into the drama program. You could say I'm a theater kid. I really love drama. I love acting. I'm looking to pursue a career in acting. I'm hoping to get into Juilliard. I was in drama class one day, and my drama teacher, Mr. Mead, comes on and tells the class that one of his graduates is doing a zombie movie, and of course, you know, it gets everybody all excited, and just a zombie movie just sounds really cool to do in the first place. So of course, I was interested. And I auditioned. Honestly, I wasn't really expecting to get any lead parts or anything, but I was kind of hoping to be a zombie. And I found out that I did get a lead part, and it was great. And this is actually a really good experience for me.
So being in a zombie film in the bustling metropolis of Palmer, Alaska, I don't imagine too many people can be infected in a town of about 5,000 people. Is that true?
Well, I guess it would depend.
So you mentioned you're interested in going to Juilliard in a couple of years. I just want to let you know that thousands upon thousands of people are listening to you right now, probably all over the world. So you have a pretty big audience. What in the world is going to bring a student from a small town in Alaska to the big city lights where Juilliard is?
Well, I'm hoping I can be able to get the training and more experience. This is actually, Trevor's movie is actually really helping me. Not only is it helping him accomplish his, you know, his vision for filmmaking, but it's also helping me get out there and get more experience, and hopefully I'll make it.
Well, best of luck to you for sure. Just a couple of more questions for you, Clarissa. When you're in the, I know you guys are pretty much in the beginning stages of this, at least in terms of filming. What have you learned? You said you've gained some pretty good experience. What have you learned about the process of filmmaking and becoming an actor versus just doing it in a high school class? It's a little bit different, isn't it?
It is, actually. Acting on stage is very, very different from acting for a camera, you know, on film. It's a lot more intimate, for one thing. You know, the camera, you know, is up close to you, and on stage you normally have to project your voice, and, you know, every facial expression that you have to do, every motion, it's very accentuated and dramatic, basically, because, you know, you have to let the whole theater see you from, you know, 30 feet away, or however big the theater may be. But in filming, it's actually, you know, it was sort of difficult for me at first to gauge the fact that I didn't have to talk so loudly. You just, you know, a normal tone, and the facial expressions aren't, you know, that accentuated or anything, but it's very, it's a lot more intimate than stage acting.
So what about the process of filmmaking? Do you guys have numerous takes, you know, over and over again for the same scene, or is it pretty seamless since it's a pretty, you know, pretty low-key production, I assume? You probably don't have the budget to do things over and over and over again.
Actually, we do multiple takes because we've done a lot of takes of the same scenes. We want to get, you know, different angles and do it from different perspectives. So we can, you know, sort it all out and put it all together and see, you know, which way it looks best. And also there's the bloopers, of course, that are expected in filming, and those are fun.
you got to have a blooper reel for sure. Sometimes that's better than the movie.
Actually, we are planning to have a blooper reel.
Very cool. Well, Clarissa, thank you very much for joining us. Who is the next person that's interested in speaking?
Ella Davis.
Hi, it's Ella?
Yes.
Hi, Ella. Welcome to the show. Tell us who you are and what you're all about.
My character is Whitney Huntington, and she's I wouldn't say she's popular, but she's friends with everybody, and she's just kind of like a down-to-earth chick. Really nice. But she turns out to be kind of kick butt, as you'll see in the movie. But I, myself, I'm a senior at Colony High School, and I've never personally done any filming or anything. This is my first time, which is really cool because, like Clarissa, I want to pursue acting as a career. And this is a really good experience for me. This is, first time ever filming, and, it's really exciting. And, that's me.
Well, you know, like I was telling Clarissa, your audience right now is probably pretty much worldwide. So you're on a big stage right now. May not be on film, but it definitely is on the internet radio. So congratulations for being a part of this. I think it's very cool that you guys are doing this. I'm a huge, as I mentioned to those other guys, I'm a huge horror fan buff, and I have been for a long time. And my goodness, you guys are really doing what it takes. Here you guys are right out of high school or still in high school, and you're doing something that's pretty cool. So my first question to you, Ella, is this is going to be a web series, I assume, on YouTube or something like that. How are you guys planning on promoting this after it's over? What's the steps? You know, once it's up and, you know, going, what's your guys' plan, if you know already?
Well, basically what we've been doing is just, like, posting stuff on Facebook because, you know, everybody pretty much has Facebook nowadays.
Of course.
We just, put up stuff saying, you know, watch Dead North, and that'll be up on Facebook as well. And we got it on Kickstarter, and, you know, we're just trying to get as much publicity as we can. We got, you know, posters or flyers, like, all around Palmer and Wasilla. So, just to spread the word, and hopefully, you know, people will talk to each other and be like, oh, yeah, this is really cool. You know, you should watch this, and, you know, we'll get famous. That would be cool. You know?
So you know the term viral video on YouTube, don't you?
I could probably figure it out. Yeah.
So when something goes viral, it just explodes. You know, your next thing you know, you have – a million or two views on YouTube or Facebook or whatever. What happens to you guys if you do become famous and all of a sudden other people are knocking on your door? What's going to happen to your life, at least as you can see it, a couple of years down the road?
Well, hopefully that'll be like fulfilling my dream, because I've always wanted to, you know, act in front of a camera, be in movies and stuff. So that would be awesome, and that would totally turn my life around and push it in the direction that I'm hoping for it to be pushed in the first place. And yeah, that would be really exciting.
You know, again, best of luck to you guys. I think it's going to be a pretty cool project. If I could speak with Trevor once again, I just want to get a little bit more background information, and then I'm going to have a couple more questions for each of you before we wrap, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, this is Trevor.
All right, Trevor. Your cast there was talking about some of the processes, and they had mentioned the Kickstarter campaign. I know that you're planning on releasing the first episode in relation to the Kickstarter campaign. Can you tell folks a little bit about that?
Yeah. We don't have it. We don't have our project up right now on Kickstarter. But what Kickstarter is, it's a site where people can go and donate money to young artists, musicians, filmmakers, even people who make food, chefs, and they fund them to do their projects, and in return for their funding, they get little incentives, like either being for a film, it would be putting them in the credits, giving them a movie poster signed by the cast, little thank yous, and so you have an idea. And usually people have the ball kind of rolling, and it's to either finish a project or to get equipment to make their project better. And that's what we would be doing. Once we get the first episode done, we're going to put it up on Kickstarter and have people promote it as much as possible to get people to donate. And what we use that funding for is to get better props. We are looking at getting blank firing rounds for real guns that we can use to better simulate, you know, like recoil and the muzzle flash. And as well as we are looking to hire some adult actors and actresses to play the parents of the main characters. And then just better film sites in Anchorage as well, and for getting people around. We're planning on going down to Whittier and shooting some in the tunnel, the Whittier Tunnel. We're going to try to get a road permit to block off that for a little bit so we can do some shooting in there. And, yeah, just anything that we need. And we're going to be having that up probably around Christmas.
You know, that's really cool, and I'm sure you know by now that there are some pretty amazing projects that have raised money and done very well on Kickstarter. I can't think of one art right off the top of my head, but I know a lot of tech companies and app companies and that sort of thing, you know, apps for your iPhones or Androids or whatever you're using, start off on platforms like Kickstarter. Trevor, what is your guys's initial budget right now, and what are you trying to raise? Remember, you guys have an audience right now from all over the world, so not just folks here in the Mat-Su Valley are listening. People that listen to us all over the world are listening to your guys' show right now. What is your guys' initial budget, and how can folks help out if that Kickstarter is not up yet? You said it's going to be up around Christmas. I know you guys have a Facebook page. What else can people do to find out about you guys if they don't live here in Alaska?
Well, our initial budget was $2,000 for this first episode. We are going to try to raise between $3,000 and $5,000 for the next episode. And for them to find us, you could Facebook us. We're gonna have a website put up pretty soon. It'll be deadnorth.com, and or something to that effect, deadnorth.org. They can Google it, and then they can see how everything is going. We're gonna have Surcry Films is going to have their own website as well to show them what the projects we're working on and kind of behind the scenes and little character bios of everybody who's helping out backstage as well, because we have about 20 people working on this project between actors and extras and backstage people, and so we'll have little insights to everyone on that, and that's how they'll be able to find us for now. But once we get that Kickstarter going, then they'll be able to find us on Kickstarter.com.
Are you the man behind the camera as well, Trevor?
I am.
Well, my daughter was one of the extras there this weekend, Nicole, probably the shortest girl there in your guys' crew. You probably remember her. She tried to be the best zombie she could for you guys and had a heck of a lot of fun. So she wants to definitely thank you guys for letting her do that on that opportunity.
Yeah, she was a great zombie. Tell her thank you.
Very cool. She's definitely interested in more if you need more extras, for sure. My next question to you, Trevor, or if you want to pass the phone to whoever else is interested in answering, is why the web-based format? Why not do the whole thing, release it on DVD, and sell it on Amazon or something like that? Why are you guys going the web video route versus more traditional type of release for a film like this?
Well, mainly publicity, and because everybody looks at YouTube, and a lot of people look at it multiple times a day, and having it free just means that more people will be willing to watch it, and instead of going the whole production route and getting out on DVDs and stuff, that costs quite a bit of money to get all the licensing and the rights and for all that. So once we get the whole package together, the episodes 1, 2, and 3, we might do something like that. But for now, we're just going to put that up as kind of like a teaser trailer, I guess, for the rest of the episodes up on YouTube for everybody to see.
Yeah, obviously there are time constraints on YouTube, at least for now. I'm sure that will change because a lot of things are being released on YouTube. TV series are being released on YouTube these days. How are you dealing with that type of time constraint versus, an hour or two for a typical episode?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
I was saying that there are time constraints on YouTube and other internet-based video releasing platforms. How are you going to deal with that versus releasing something on, a DVD or whatever that can be an hour or two long? How are you guys dealing with those time constraints for what is allowed to release by one person at one time?
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're hopefully going to get this first episode. This first episode is going to be between 15 and 20 minutes long, and that, I believe, is in the time constraint of YouTube. But the second episode, it'll be about 2.5 hours long. And so we're going to chop it up into sections, I guess, and then we'll release them either every week or every other week. So it'll get people to kind of follow along the series, as well as it'll kind of make it seem longer than it is, I guess.
Right, right.
Just going to chop it up.
We're talking to the cast and crew of a zombie feature that's going to be released probably around Christmas time on YouTube and on Facebook. The cast and crew of Dead North, here being filmed here in the Mat-Su Valley and various locations of South Central Alaska, pardon me there. Trevor, or one of the ladies that's joining us tonight, what are you guys finding the most difficult in this process? Is it just getting everybody together at one time and, getting people to go, or is it the endless cuts and takes, or what's the most time-consuming, if we could hear it from all three of you? And please introduce who you are before you speak.
All right. I'll turn the speaker over to Ella Davis.
Okay.
Okay, I'm Ella Davis. Honestly, I think that the hardest part about it, well, the most thing that we have that's challenging would probably be the weather, because it's inconsistent, and sometimes we'll have snow, sometimes we won't have snow, and it's hard to, you know, keep a consistent weather, you know. It'll be snowing in the morning, and then it'll, like, we'll film, like, the next day, and it'll all be gone, and then it's like, whoa, how is it snowing in one scene, and then, like, it's completely gone in another. So that's something really difficult for us to work with.
Okay, so you're saying the weather. How about Clarissa? What is your take on the most difficult part of this process?
I think I can agree on Ella with that one. The most difficult process is the weather. It's not very consistent, which makes it a little bit difficult for us to be consistent. We don't want any continuity errors, you know. And also, you know, there's a lot of people, especially later when we progress more into the series and start getting more extras, more actors. I think keeping large amounts of people focused on one thing, you know, at one time. And we're actually doing pretty well with that now because we have such a small cast comparatively. But I think it's something that could present itself as an obstacle later.
So I know you guys are all young guys and gals, high school and just a little bit out of high school. How are you dealing with that whole deal? You know, we have teenagers here at our house, and everybody thinks they know everything. So how are you dealing with that sort of attitude on the set?
Well, on the set, it's everybody works together. There's really good chemistry between all of us as, you know, actors. Because, you know, we go to school with each other, we have class with each other, you know, and, you know, we're even on stage with each other. Aaron Walling, who plays Mark, him and I have acted together before, and it's really, you know, simple. But in terms of, you know, schedules, scheduling, you know, personally, from my parents, you know, it's a case of, you know, getting there and when it is and, you know, all this stuff. Like, filming has taken place, you know, at 7 o'clock in the morning. We have to be at film location at 7 to get the makeup done and try to be, you know, keep up with the sun. And it is difficult on our families, you know, to get us there, or, you know, for the students who don't have cars like myself.
Right, right. Well, you know, if you become rich and famous, maybe you can buy a car. I don't know.
Probably.
So if I could ask Trevor the same thing, as the filmmaker, the guy behind, you know, behind this whole project, what do you find the most difficult so far?
Probably just getting everything. Probably everything. Because I had to get every I had to get the film permits. And for that, to block off the road. And for that, I had to speak of the chief of police, the chief of fire department, the Matsu Borough, get all of their signatures, and then finally get the work department signature. That took about 2 weeks. Funding it, that I just had to work for. I saved up for it. And as well as people's schedules, that's probably the most difficult, because we had to pick weekends that we could film, because we film for, you know, about 8 hours. 8 or 9 hours, and we can't do that during school, so we have to work around every schedule on the weekends and get that all worked out. But yeah, I would say the hardest thing is probably just all the behind the scenes work, getting everybody together. I'm gonna be, for the second episode, I'm gonna be having a assistant director that can help me out with that and kind of make me stressed out and trying to do everything myself. So that'll make things a lot easier.
Tell us, Trevor, if you can, about the equipment that you're using. What type of cameras and things? When I was there on Saturday when I dropped off my daughter, looks like you guys were using some pretty good stuff. You weren't just using, you know, the basic run-of-the-mill stuff. You guys had boom mics and all that sort of stuff. What type of equipment are you guys using at this time?
We're using a high def 1080 HD video camera. It's a Sony with a Carl Zeiss lens on it. It's a really nice camera. It goes about for about $4,000, I think. and a we have a jib, camera dolly, and then it's a really, really nice audio equipment, and that is all being donated to us by Mr. Mead, so he's going to be one of the executive producers for it, because he's, without him, we couldn't do any of this.
And what about the makeup? Looks pretty good from what I've seen on your guys' Facebook page. Who is behind that whole process? And I have to give those guys or gals some pretty big props. They're doing some pretty good work there.
Yeah, that's by our own Holly Hardwig. She's a senior at Colony High, and she wants to pursue special effects in Hollywood. And so this opportunity was presented to her by Mr. Mead, and so she contacted me, and I was in very much need of a special effects artist, and so she offered her services, and what she learned, just a lot of it just off of YouTube and internet tutorials on how to apply the makeup, and I told her to get me a shopping list, and so she went at home on her computer and found all the things that she needed and wrote up a list for me, and I bought them, and it was a little last minute. It was about a week before we actually started filming, and so I had to order rush shipping on everything, which just skyrocketed our costs for it, but we got everything together, and yeah, she did a tremendous job at making people flesh-eating zombies.
And like I said, it looks awesome. So I do want to congratulate her for sure. And she's doing some great work. I think she'll have a pretty nice future in this line of work. And I wish you guys all the best for sure. And we're definitely going to keep track of you here. And I don't know, how many interviews have you guys done already? Or is this, you know, this, are you an old hat at this by now?
This is our first interview. We had one that was a little bit shorter, and it was just me for the Frontiersman when we got on the in the newspaper. But yeah, this is our first real deal.
Well, we will definitely welcome you back anytime. I'm very interested in helping you guys out with this project, at least as much as I can in terms of promoting it. And, you know, I got to admire all of your guys' creativity and all of your drive, and especially for as being as young as you are. Man, that's great stuff, and I do appreciate you guys doing this and sticking together and you know, plugging away, because that takes some planning, doesn't it, Trevor?
Oh yeah, lots of planning. About 500 hours.
How many you said?
About 500 hours.
Oh wow! So 500 hours for right now. You're only doing a 20 minute show. That's a heck of a lot of behind the scenes work, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So after the first one is released, I guess you guys are wrapping up filming or in the process of filming that first episode. What is the, you know, what's the future look like? I know you had mentioned when you want to release them and how you want to release them. What I'm asking is, what's next up on the schedule in terms of filming locations? And, you know, you had put out an extra call out on the Frontiersman and on Facebook and that sort of thing. What's next for you guys, and how can people help out with that? If they can't, you know, a lot of folks can't donate money, but they can definitely help you spread the word a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great way that they could help us out. Just post it on their Facebook or tell their friends about it. Get people involved to come help out and be extras, because we need more than just zombies extras. We need people extras as well. And for what it's looking like for December is when we're going to shoot our next episode. And we're going to go out to probably the Butte and film a lot there, as well as, like I said earlier, Whittier. We'll drive out there to the tunnel, and we're going to try to get more film permits for more discreet locations, I guess, because the second episode is a month later than after the first episode, and so in the, you know, like the film time, I guess, and so everything is snowed over and the zombies have decayed and become more grotesque over time without with the, you know, shortage of humans to eat. and so they become more slow and more zombie-like, the typical zombie. And so we're going to need to go more out to the outskirts of town where it looks more kind of like a rundown town, I guess. And we're also going to try to section off a bigger portion of Palmer, and we're going to try to get a lot of people to help out with just trashing it, making it look like it's been deserted for a month. And we're going to hook up with Matsu Towing and have them tow in a bunch of wrecked cars, burned out cars. And then just we're going to have a bunch of dead people in the streets. We'll probably get some dummies for that. And yeah.
Well, just to do a little bit of self-promotion, a little bit of just to put it out there, you know, we are in Alaska, Trevor, and right here in our backyard, not only do we have 1,000 miles or so of wilderness, but we're also mushers. So if you had a chance to write a scene in where you need, oh, let's say a dog team and some mushers to become zombies or warriors or whatever you're calling them, we definitely had the place for it.
Yeah, yeah, that would be... That'd be great.
Yeah, because, you know, you can't do a movie in Alaska if you don't have a sled dog in it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So we can help you out with that. We'll definitely correspond over email or something at a later date to see if you guys need anything else, at least from our end. So besides YouTube, Facebook, all of that stuff, do you guys have an email address right now that you can give out so people can talk to you guys? And the reason I ask is on your guys' Facebook page, right now nobody can comment on your Facebook page. I guess it's set up as a closed page. So how other ways can people get in touch with you guys?
deadnorthcasting@gmail.com. That's our email where we have Jason replying to all of those, and they can ask any questions that they want through that. We'll probably open up another Facebook page for Sir Cry Films, and that will be open to anyone, and they can comment and ask any questions there as well. Yeah.
Sounds good. Trevor, we're just about out of time. I want to, again, thank you guys for joining us. We have on Trevor Farnsworth, is that right?
Farnsworth,
I'm sorry. Trevor Farnsworth, and we have Clarissa. What is your last name, Clarissa?
Albanese.
And Ella, your last name?
Davis.
So Clarissa, Trevor, and Ella are joining us tonight. They are part of the cast and crew to a film that's going to be released on YouTube in the coming months. It's called Dead North. It's being filmed right here around the Matsu Valley. Guys, I'm going to send over some links and stuff to you guys once I get this edited down and posted up, and then you guys can just plug away on Facebook or whatever you want, okay?
That sounds great.
All right, guys, take care and good luck, and we'll definitely keep watching out, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, good night.
All right, good night.